Afterword, groups already fighting to improve attention. The fight to heal and restore our attention has already begun, and I want to give you here a list of groups you can join today who have begun the work. It's an early and provisional index. I believe more groups will be formed as we become more informed about the attention crisis. If there isn't a group doing what you believe needs to be done, set it up and email me at chasingthescream@gmail.com and I'll add it to the book's website and to future editions of this book. Okay, here's some of the groups. On fighting to change how the internet works, check out the Center for Humane Technology, www.humanetech.com. The Avaaz campaign to detoxify the algorithms. Go to secure.avaaz, that's avaaz.org/campaign/en/detox_the_algorithm_LOC/. Okay, Stop Hate for Profit. That's www.stophateforprofit.org. Then there's groups fighting for a four-day week. Andrew Barnes, who I wrote about earlier, and Charlotte Lockhart have co-founded this group, www.4dayweek.com. In Europe, the New Economics Foundation is fighting for this. Go to neweconomics.org/campaigns/euro-working-time. In Ireland, there's a group called 4-Day Week Ireland. That's 4dayweek.ie. In terms of groups fighting for children to be allowed to play, the best one is Let Grow. That's letgrow.org, but there's other great ones. Let Our Kids Be Kids is at letthekidsbekids, all one word, .wordpress.com. The Daily Mile is www.thedailymile.co.uk. For the Less Testing, More Learning campaign, go to www.citizensforpublicschools.org/less-testing-more-learning-MA-campaign. There's More Than a Score, which opposes over-testing in the United Kingdom. That's www.morethanascore.org.uk and facebook.com/parentssupportteachers. There's a group called Keeping Early Years Unique. They're www.keyu.co.uk. And then there's a group called Upstart Scotland, who are www.upstart.scot. In terms of groups protecting kids from getting hooked to tech when they're young, there's a group called Turning Life On. They're www.turninglifeon.org. On changing our food supply, check out the Alliance for a Healthier Generation, www.healthiergeneration.org. Healthy Food America, that's www.healthyfoodamerica.org. The Healthy Schools Campaign, that's healthyschoolscampaign.org/issues/school-food. There's Better Food Britain and the Children's Food Campaign, who are at www.sustainweb.org/projects-and-campaigns and www.sustainweb.org/children's-food-campaign. There's the group School Food Matters. They're www.schoolfoodmatters.org/campaigns. And there's a group called Henry, www.henry.org.uk. On resisting pollutants that can damage attention, there's a group called Little Things Matter, which is run by Bruce Lanphier, who I wrote about. That's littlethingsmatter.ca. There's a group called Client Earth. That's www.clientearth.org. There's the Breathe Life campaign. They're www.ccacoalition.org/en/activity/breathe-life-campaign or just breathelife2030.org. There's a group called Healthy Air. That's www.healthyair.org.uk. The Endocrine Society, ES, is www.endocrine.org. There's the European Society of Endocrinology, ESC. They're at www.ese-hormones.org. Then there's Health and Environmental Alliance, HEAL, who are at www.env-health.org. And on a universal basic income, there's the Citizens Basic Income Trust, which is citizensincome.org. And there's a group called Basic Income, who are www.basicincome.org.uk. If you'd like to be very occasionally kept up to date on developments in the movement to reclaim our attention by me, you can sign up to my mailing list. It's www.stolenfocusbook.com/mailing list. And you can also find out about the other books that I've written and buy them as audiobooks at www.johannhari.com.